It's not often we talk about quantum physics on the Eye-Opener, but that's what we're doing this morning. Researchers at the University of Calgary have been working with elementary particles of light, and they've now been able to construct these light particles, photons, in a way that's never been possible before. The results of their work are now posted on the website Nature Photonics, and two members of the research team join me in the studio. Alex Levofsky is a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Andrew McCrae is a graduate student and co-author of the article. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And thanks for coming in. Congratulations on the article being published. That's great news.
Thank you.
Now, let me start by trying to describe your research for listeners. And I understand that isn't always the simplest of tasks when you're dealing with quantum physics and particles this small. But I understand that your research addresses a paradox about light particles. Could you explain that?
Sure. So the quantum world, the world of microscopic particles, is very different from the world we live in, the world of large things. And those large things, they are normally in a well-defined position and in a well-defined state. So when we come to a soccer game, for example, we wouldn't expect the ball to go through both goals at the same time.
Right.
Or behave differently just because the audience is watching. But in the world of quantum physics, in the world of elementary particles, this happens like all the time. And so this world is completely different. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to utilize these quantum phenomena for practical purposes.
So, Andrew, in the quantum world, it is possible for essentially the same thing to be in two places at once.
Yes, yeah, that's one of the things that we don't see in the macroscopic world that you would see in like the quantum level in the really microscopic world. So, for example, this was kind of epitomized by one of the famous kind of founding fathers of quantum mechanics, Erwin Schrödinger, where he had gave this example of wiring a kind of quantum system to a chamber in which you could put a cat and. It's not a very nice example, but you can put some poison in the cat as well, in the chamber as well. And then based on using these kind of strange properties of quantum mechanics, you could basically put the cat into a state of being dead and alive simultaneously. It's a paradox called Schrödinger's cat. So this is
a cat that is both dead and alive at the same time.
Both dead and alive. And it's not just an academic thing anymore. You can really see this in experiments now.
So now you have been able to take photons, which at a quantum level, can exist in two places at the same time and actually build with them, connect them to other photons. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's never been done before.
That's never been done in such a complex way. So what we've addressed in our work is trying to synthesize complex quantum objects, more complex that's been ever done before.
And I do want to talk about some of the potential applications of this, but before I do, Andrew, how do you know you fused two photons together? How do you know that those are the actual photons and that they're not somewhere else at the same time, or perhaps they still are somewhere else at the same time?
Yeah, well, in the experiment, we send them down a direct path, and we actually have detectors that can basically give you a click every time a single photon hits it. Mm-hmm. So we are sure that's kind of the initial way that we're sure, but there's also other tests that we can do. We can map out the amount of noise that we have in the detectors. There's a bunch of tests to ensure that you actually indeed have one or two photons. So you can kind of make a kind of a plot of the randomness of it, and the photon has a signature that you know that you actually have a photon and not just something else. So a detector clicks and it signifies that it's there.
So what could, Alex, what could this potentially mean in terms of applications of this?
Well, this is, first of all, this is basic research, so far fundamental science. There are applications not of our particular work, but in general, when we are able to fully conquer this quantum ocean, the quantum world, then the applications are enormous. This includes, in particular, faster computers. Mm-hmm. Huge advantage compared to modern computers. Secure communication lines, control over chemical reactions, measurements of unprecedented precision, and so on.
So as you say, this is basic research. What happens next? What's the next stage in this research?
Well, there's kind of an ongoing kind of quest to make more and more complex quantum objects. But it's basically extending the tools that you have in the box. So this work was you know, expanding the level of complexity you can get for a quantum particle of light is what, mm-hmm. what we're playing with. And the further applications are, you know, using this to make more and more complex, you know, quantum objects and really explore that ocean, as Alex said, further.
And how long has it taken to get to this point?
Actually, I had the idea of this experiment some 10 years ago when I was just starting young scientist. I lived in Germany at the same time. But it took a long time for the technology to get to the level that would enable this type of experiments. For example, we are doing some interesting experiments on storage of quantum light. So we try to stop a ray of light on its tracks and then retrieve it and verify if it has preserved its quantum properties, trying to get photons to interact with each other, which is important for quantum computing and things like this. So there is not only one direction of our research, there are many.
Thanks once again for coming in this morning.
Pleasure. You're very welcome. Yeah.
It's Alex Lvovsky, a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Calgary, and Andrew McRae, a graduate student and co-author of the study on photon construction. The results of their work appear in an article posted on the website Nature Photonics.